Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, hump day edition on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. DFW Sports Station, home of the Cowboys and Rangers, is 105.3 The Fan. We got the guests flowing in the final hour. Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, on what Jerry Jones said or didn't say with us yesterday. Nick will join us at 9:20. Crosstalk with KMC at 9:40. But we got big news last night, and joining us in studio to talk about it, struggling with the Mike Bacsik chair. That's the first thing that happened. FC Dallas president Dan Hunt in studio. Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good morning. It was a great night. Not a good start with the chair this morning, though.
Do you take this as like an insult, like a downgrade, or the chair obviously looks nice and upgrade? That's a gamer chair. When's the last time you played a video game?
Oh, man.
And what was your go-to?
Duck Hunt.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like I'm at the kids' table, which is appropriate for me with the short chair.
Dan didn't sit down. If you're on the fan cam, he wasn't sitting down in the chair until we came on air in the commercial break. He felt like he had to stand up.
Yeah.
Stand up to be one with us. But we got you in the Mike Bacsik chair. That's a special chair. Let's talk about what happened last night with the huge news in Frisco.
Yeah, I mean, last night was such a special night. Frisco has been our home for almost 20 years, and we had the public vote at City Council to renovate Toyota Stadium. It's going to be a $182 million facelift. Toyota Stadium, when we opened it, was the third soccer-specific stadium and really a trendsetter. We built the first one in Columbus, but, you know, you get past. That's what happens with modern buildings. And by the way, you hope your partners are doing that. If they're not, they're doing something wrong. And so a lot of nice stadiums. But what was passed last night was a $182 million bond election, and we're going to renovate the stadium. It's going to be state-of-the-art. This will be the nicest soccer-specific stadium in all of Major League Soccer.
What are you guys going to do?
Everything. And the big one, let's start with the big one, shade. We're building a roof structure all the way around. We're going to demo both the east and the west sides. We're going to go from 22 suites to 57 suites with the ability to add another 22. We're going to 6,000 club seats. Seating capacity goes up by 10%. The concessions points of sales goes up by 59%. Restrooms by 26% increase. We're doing everything.
Okay, so you mentioned the shade, and I see that like in soccer stadiums around the world, and it just hasn't happened in the U.S. for like non-soccer stadiums. Like, I know Miami does this with Hard Rock, where they've got the cover over. Is it just a cost thing? Is that why more teams aren't doing stuff like that around sports?
You know, look, when we actually built Toyota Stadium, the league had literally gone out of business a couple years before. And my first day on the job, we were sitting at the Chiefs offices in Kansas City. Me, Clark, our dad, Lamar, and a guy who ran our sports company, the league folded on my first day on the job.
And
Clark looked at me. We were sitting on the couch together and goes, congratulations, you've been hired and fired on the same day. Very exclusive club, by the way, to be part of. But, you know, fast forward, and this is one of the fastest growing sports leagues in the entire world. Cost is a big deal here. But we've been incredibly thoughtful in this. And I think the renovation is going to be just spectacular. But you look at, you know, what stadium costs today versus what they cost 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago. It's a different world.
Our Tolos, of course, want to know, Who's paying for it? We always have that as a stadium discussion. Who's paying for it and what's the timeline?
Yeah, so $182 million, $65 million is coming from our family. Wow. I'm good at spending my brother's half of the money. he always says that. and we're responsible for all cost overruns, but this is a partnership between Frisco, FISD, CDC, EDC. That's the magic of Frisco, their partnerships. That's why the Star's been so successful there. Jerry took the team there for the headquarters. PGA is there. I mean, it really is an amazing community. And we're responsible for all the maintenance, capital improvements, upkeep. We spent $50 million to date on that stadium just in maintenance, upkeep, capital. And I bet we'll spend, the lease will run to 2057 now. And I bet we'll spend between $120 and $150 million just keeping it nice.
So the high schools will still play there?
High schools are still play there. Two college games every year. I'd love to have a kickoff classic, honestly. Yeah. One of my dad's life lessons was, hey, taxpayers deserve a return. You got to program these things. And he loved college football so much. He would tell you he played very poorly, but he still loved college football.
And timeline?
Timeline. We'll start construction in January or February of 2025 on the east side and the north. We'll be done with the east about May or June of 2026. We'll start on the west side, knock that whole building down. We thought about renovating it, but in the end, you can't be great without taking a giant leap. And so a renovation was going to hold us back on that building. So it's going to be brand new. It's going to be incredible. So everything should be done December 2027, January 2028.
So part of the renovation here, it's going to be a reduction in stadium capacity. How did you guys go about it, trying to determine, you know, where you wanted to see those reductions, how much, what you wanted to do with just different sort of things?
Yeah, so we're going to shut down the east side, and we'll have about 11,000 fans a game, which for us this year, we've sold out every single match. First time in the history of the club, 14 straight sellouts. The way it's looking, we will have sold out our entire season, which is a gigantic step for us and very exciting. But we'll have 11,000 fans west and south, and then we'll flip-flop and have east and south and have 11,000 fans. And it's important to us for the city of Frisco to keep having events, right? That's an economic driver. And we don't want to displace our fans. This is their home, and this is our home and for our players. And so we did it in Kansas City at Arrowhead when we renovated that stadium. That was $400 million on that renovation, and we played through it. And that's the way you should do it.
You guys catch some, like, these player surveys, catch some, like, heat for the Arrowhead or Chief facilities. Is that, what is your reaction to that? Is that, like, overblown in terms of, oh, this practice facility or this here at the home of the Super Bowl champs?
Yeah, my brother didn't let me spend his half of the money on that. No, I think that was just way out of proportion on that. And, you know, when you visit the players, they seem really happy. Yeah, the new facilities are amazing. And you see the stuff that they put in. We're constantly renovating and spending. Again, life lesson for my dad, take care of your stadium. It will take care of you. That includes your facilities. And so we're constantly spending on it. But the Chiefs are at this interesting crossroad. We lost the vote after the Super Bowl there on Arrowhead. And so what we do going forward, stadium-wise and then also practice facility-wise, but it's also time for the Chiefs to now take that big step forward, too. I mean, what an amazing franchise. What a great story. What a great legacy.
Dan Hunt, FC Dallas president, in studio with the huge news that passed last night. I'm always interested when a new stadium is being built and picked out. Who did you consult? What other stadium features around the world of sports did you guys get wowed by, maybe want to mimic? And what will stand out? I wrote down here, seating, concessions, video board. Who do you talk to and say, this is what we want, put the dream together with our vision?
Yeah, I mean, you could start right here. You take AT&T Stadium. We spent so much time on it for World Cup 2026.
You didn't take your shade from their shade with no curtains, right?
No, curtains.
Okay.
No, but how they thought about it. Gigantic video board, more suites than any other stadium, club seats, but also having affordable seats, too. We're going to move our supporters.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the north end, and so they'll have their dedicated section there, and so it's got to be affordable for fans too. But yeah, when you look at the stadium, the roof structure is so uniquely designed because of the way the sun sets there, and so we had to really focus on the northwest corner of the building, and that's what causes that unique curvature that we achieved for it. So you're taking things. There's great European stadiums, obviously. The red beams you saw outside, there's some stadiums like that in Europe. I can't say that we directly picked it from the San Siro in Milan where AC Milan plays, but I am an AC Milan fan.
Okay. All right. All right, very cool. I wanted to ask you a little about the World Cup. I know you're the chair of the committee and you're on the
short chair.
How surprised were you that DFW didn't get the final when it all came out?
Look, it was done on perception and not reality. Dallas-Fort Worth deserved to have the final. We have graduated to that point. This is a world-renowned city. But, you know, it's hard to explain to your constituents sometimes that you didn't pick New York, the financial capital of the world, right, or business capital of the world. But we were ready. And what I'll say for everybody who's listening is, I bet the next big one, whether it's women's or men's, it may wind up here in Dallas. Whenever that happens in the men's game, whenever it comes back, or when the Women's World Cup comes here, we're going to raise our hand to have the final here in Dallas at AT&T Stadium.
What did your cell phone look like when the news did get announced that the World Cup is coming? How many more friends did you make with requests? And what type of explosion? Because we're talking about, I mean, I don't know, Olympics, Super Bowl, yeah. World Cup. I mean, the World Cup could be one or two. I mean,
probably one.
That or the Olympics, right? The biggest sporting event in the entire world. What type of explosion did you feel, and did you guys get around the FC Dallas offices when this did get announced?
Yeah, well, Apple was really happy because it meant I was buying a new phone. It sort of just melted on me. But it's already designed to do that at some point, right?
Bobby, you tell me you got the wrong phone?
I mean, it's Team Android. It is a better product.
I'm an iPhone guy, and they're a partner at MLS. And by the way, they have changed the broadcast of Major League Soccer. The ability, the wraparound shows, and the quality of the product that Apple has done—it's exceptional. And we're really lucky to have them. People are so excited. I mean, I get this is not the biggest surprise, but from non-soccer people saying, "When do I buy tickets?" And I don't care how much it costs.
Yeah, this is an event town.
Yeah, it is.
It is an event city. That's exactly what it is. That's why we've had more of them, and we do them better than most any city in the world.
Is there going to be like a fan experience area? Is that like, have you guys figured all that out?
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be multiple areas, right, that we're going to have. There are going to be watch parties. We're going to, energize, Fair Park area. Fort Worth is wanting to be really involved in this, too. And so they're working at the Dallas Sports Commission. Monica Paul, who runs that, she is world-class. She's our secret sauce in this, and she's a person – who's worth having on any chance you get, because she's the one who's doing chasing the Super Bowls and the NBA Finals, and she doesn't get enough credit for the job she's done on World Cup 2026, and she pulled this all together for an awesome bid. So there's going to be all sorts of activations. You know, biggest tournament ever, right, guys? 104 games, 48 teams in the tournament, and we hope Toyota Stadium and Soccer Center, we hope Fair Park, we hope SMU are all, and Money Graham Soccer Park are all base camps for visiting national teams. We're chasing that. We want to energize this market for 38 days of World Cup.
You mentioned, you know, the attendance success you guys have had there in Frisco this year. How much do you think that made things just easier and even more palatable for the city to say, like, oh, yeah, we definitely want to buy in on this because we see the communities buying in on it? And specifically, how much you think soccer has grown here with the DFW Metroplex?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt, right? When you don't have empty seats, it doesn't hurt. But I think we've been a great partner to the city, and they've been an unbelievable partner to us. And, you know, it was just time. If we want to achieve those ultimate goals and be a top club, you need to have a top venue for it. And it really is. And one thing somebody sort of brought to my attention, it was obvious Sports Point, but I've been so, you get so insular in this and you're thinking about it all the time. But for player recruitment, which was obvious, but for player retention, because you have players who say, hey, I want to go play in Europe. Okay, I want to go play at that cool venue or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a super cool venue now, and it's going to be state of the art, and it's going to be loud, and it's going to be fun.
How many times have you met Taylor?
Zero. So, you know, I'm just not one of those guys. I'm a big fan, right? She's as talented as an artist that there's ever been. She's a musical genius. And look, she and Travis seem so happy, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, look, when the time is right, I'll say hi. My dad never met Michael Jordan. And we owned the Bulls since the beginning back at,
wow.
Yeah, 1966.
Yeah.
And my dad's logic behind it was, my mom and my dad, who both passed away now, but my dad's logic was, he keeps winning championships without me meeting him, so I don't want to screw this up.
Right.
And so we keep winning championships. I'm good. Maybe if the Super Bowl run at some point comes to an end, then I'll say I want to meet her.
How chaotic is it, Dan, with her in the stadium? Like, there was a story we read that she wanted to walk through the main entry.
She wants to go through the main gate. She doesn't want to go underneath the tunnel. And they're like,
Arrowhead security is like, no, like, we cannot do that. And Travis is like, no, she wants to do that. But obviously, Super Bowl. What's the scene like? How much more chaotic is it?
It's the most chaotic thing you've ever seen. The mad rush of people and the amount of security and, again, she's that Messi or Michael Jordan or Pelé. You name it. That's the level of talent we're talking about. And, you know, so it always is a challenge. And I just think about, you know, when we had the Chiefs play in Buffalo this last year in the playoffs, we had to walk through the stands up to the suite there. It's an old stadium. And so Clark and I got plenty of the Buffalo salute, which is the middle finger and a snowball. And we're not that popular. And so I can't imagine for her. I actually was thinking about this last game. It's so funny that you say this. I was like, I haven't seen her on the field at our Chiefs game. If she was on the Chiefs field, I'm afraid people would just pile over the walls.
Over the walls. Wow. Hey, man, congratulations. Awesome news. Thank you for coming in here to explain it and share it with all of our Tolos. Best of luck moving forward, and we look forward to doing this again with you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The great Dan Hunt joining us here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan, the president of FC Dallas, with the $182 million renovations announced yesterday for Frisco. Where's Dalvin Cook? What did Nick Eatman think about Jerry Jones on with us yesterday? That's next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.